Tom Clifford, call him Kyoshi, he would just say, Ricardo, like, how about, if 10 people join a school, 10 are gonna become blue belts. One is gonna be the best, one is gonna be the worst, and maybe one or two of them can go to a tournament and just sort of like hold their own. And the rest of them are just, recreational practitioners that their goals are different. They wanna maybe just, learn enough self-defense so that they feel confident. Or maybe they wanna learn a certain, get to a certain level of fitness that they couldn't achieve participating in other group activities, right? Like, and I've truly embraced that, man. Like, I looked at certain students that I've promoted to maybe a blue belt, a purple belt, a brown belt, and even black belt. I know that their performance level, when we talk about, an IBJJF competition, they'd be able to go out and hold their own in a bracket that age and weight, they would not be able to hold their own. And I'm perfectly fine with that. There's a lot of times when instructors are younger, like they sort of like hold that in their head and hold students in belts too long. I know that my guys, they're supposed to be competitors, are going to be solid. And I know my guys, they're not supposed to be competitors, are going to be solid for their own potential, right? Like, and I love having them on the mat, and I consider having being a privilege to teach them. And they've brought me other students who are champions, and they've brought me other students who are not champions, and they've brought their family members to the school, and they are a big part of the academy, just as much as the guys that compete.